Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Blake Duncan with me right here. We're going to talk about some roofs, some construction stuff, maybe save you a lot of money to make sure your roof is okay and without the rain coming on in. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Blake.
How are you doing today, Scott?
I got Blake Duncan with me from Premier Rebuilders. Yes, now, how did you come up with Rebuilders?
We like to rebuild it. We don't like to build it. We do a lot of building, but my background is the insurance claim service. I owned an insurance claim service for 18 years, and when I sold out, I had a non-compete and got into this business in 2010, and we do fire, water restoration, re-roofs of houses. We do a lot of new roof construction and standing seam, that stuff, but I just figured Rebuilders was a that's what we like to do.
Well, I know you've certainly been an asset to our company. You've helped us go look at roofs, help us, our clients, our people, to make sure roof is okay or not okay, and help us get an insurance company involved to make sure it was taken care of correctly. We've always appreciated that. What I'd like to do today, can we start from, let's start with commercial roofs. We kind of talked a little bit earlier, and I know people build a commercial building and they put a flat roof on for one reason when they build it, because it's cheap to put it on. But it's not cheap after that, is it?
No, sir. Flat roofs are the most expensive roofs that you can put on when it comes time to
maintain it.
Go back, maintain it, redo it.
And I told you, my first two buildings, first one was on Knickerbocker next to First Financial, and the second was the old Fuddrucker building. I never could get them not to leak. You know, tar and gravel. And I know that now they have a product where it's a – you said something.
You've got a PVC and a TPO roof.
What is TPO?
Duralast. Thermal poly
something, but
yeah, some.
And they're supposed to be a good product.
They are a good product. They have a 15-year manufacturer's warranty that comes standard with them. The company that we work with, for a little extra, you can buy a manufacturer's labor warranty where the manufacturer will come out and inspect the roof, and they will warranty it up to 30 years if you do it per their specs. And they inspect that roof.
Like on a flat roof, could you not angle it up a little bit or something? Or not? Is that too hard to do after it's already built?
After it's already built, it can be. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't. A lot of people I see go in and put a, you know, R-panel or purlin framing and try to put an R-panel roof, and hundreds of those blow off because that structure's like a kite up there. It wasn't built right to attach that to, so
a lot
of times you have a lot more problems.
So if you've got a flat
high
wind, if you've got a commercial with a flat roof, you've got a flat roof.
You got a flat roof, and you need to put the best flat roof you can get on it.
But not back, probably not a tar and gravel, unless you're just going to plan on keep doing it.
You know, tar and gravel's old school. Not many people are doing it anymore. One reason for the insurance, it just costs so much to buy that commercial general liability and everything, and you have so much risk with that 550-degree tar. So, you know, we don't do hot roofs. I mean, we don't do them.
Because they're going to leak. I told you, when I sold my building, I put in the contract, it leaks and it's going to leak. And it did. So, in fact, the building we have now, let's go for changing commercial, which you know, the roofs you do a lot of now, too, I know, is the standing seam.
Yes, sir.
And they don't. I tell you right now, I can say this for my building. It's like, I think, 10 years old. It doesn't leak. Hadn't leaked, and still doesn't leak.
It's got the same seam as a tomato can has on it. So
I mean, it just flat doesn't. The guy was standing up there, and they were putting it on, and I said, the roof is not leaking. He said, oh, it'll leak. And I looked at him, and he said, when water gets up to my chest. So, I mean, laughing. But those roofs, they're really that good, aren't they?
They are that good. And also, we fabricate all the trim to match the perimeter of the structure. You know, everything is custom made. So you don't have, you know, a lot of problem with roofing is you have an R-panel roof. Somebody can go down and for $189, they can buy them a DeWalt tool kit, and they've got all the tools they need to put on a R-panel roof. Well, the guys who are putting on the standing seam roofs, I can't just hire anybody to put that. You've got to have a lot of knowledge to put on a standing seam roof. Everything is hooked together. Everything is custom built. It's built on the angle. I mean, there's a lot of detail. That's what makes that roof so much better.
Hey, like, where people can understand what we're talking about. You said an R-panel roof and a standing seam. They look from just looking up, they look real similar.
Yes, sir.
But they're not the same.
No, sir.
Because an R-panel just connects, where a standing seam literally is sealed together, correct?
It does. It seams together. It has. It folds once 90 degrees, and then it folds the second time 180 degrees. So the same seam as a tomato can. There's a machine that drives down that roof each seam, and it folds it over twice.
Actually, with a buddy of ours, Todd, we came by. Y'all were doing a job. It looked like a little robot-like thing going down the roof.
Yes, sir. It drives right down the seam, and it just folds it over.
And sticks it. I mean, literally
and all your
seams
screws,
it together.
All your screws are underneath the roof, not on top of the roof. It's kind of like a shingle roof. I'm not going to put a nail in the middle of the shingle. On an old-style metal roof, you screw the nail on the screw in the middle of the pan. Well, all our screws are concealed, and they're hidden.
And we started with commercial, but that also is residential, too.
Yes,
residential. But you pay for that roof. But you get what you pay for sometimes.
You know, my price is the same for our panel or for standing seam because I would rather put a roof that you're not going to call me back and worry
you're
about.
Kidding.
That's just kind of the way.
Okay, folks, let me tell you something. You got this guy right now. Blake's a man of his word. I've known him, Todd's known him a long, long time, and he does keep his word. But if you can get a standing seam roof for that good price, that's what you need to get because you can't beat that roof. I think in San Angelo, Texas, with all the weather and everything, that is the best roof I've ever seen.
If the insurance company pays somebody for an R-panel roof, we're going to upgrade them to a standing seam roof at no additional charge just because I offer a warranty.
That's the best deal in town right there. That is unbelievable.
I want the good roof.
And you can get different colors.
Pretty much any color you want. Color is very expensive in standing seam. And it's when we put a colored roof or a galvalume roof on. When we buy that material, it's all flat sheet. So we're buying it by the square foot. Well, by the time it runs through that machine and does all the folds, we lose quite a bit of square footage. So the price in color and the price for galvalume is quite a bit different. Also, the standing seam roofs, they all come with Kynar finish. They're not siliconized finish like a lot of your R-panel roofs come with a siliconized finish.
You just went way over my head right there, but explain to us what you're talking about.
Kynar is just a way better paint. It's not paint, but the Kynar is just twice the quality as the siliconized finish.
So shinier.
It has a better warranty. You know, it's going to last longer. It's not going to fade as quick.
What about hail? When hail hits it?
When hail hits your roof, it's going to dent your roof. It doesn't matter if it's a R-panel or a standing seam. R-panel is a grade 50, which is a higher tensile roof. If I ran that through my machine, it would crack. It's more for a structural panel for spanning over long distance. Standing seam is a little softer. It's a grade 80. It's a little thicker. Also, it's 24 gauge, where R-panel is 26 gauge. The standing seam's 24 gauge. When hail hits it, it's going to dent it. If hail hits a standing seam roof, it's not going to damage it. It's just going to dent it, and it's going to look ugly. And a lot of people, you can get a discount on your insurance for having a metal roof. If you have a standing seam roof, I don't recommend it because I personally bought a house. It had a cosmetic waiver on it. It had 3-inch hail. It was beat up. The insurance company would not pay for it. Yet when I bought it, my insurance company gave me 30 days and said, you got a hail damage roof and we're not gonna insure it. And we had to put a roof on that house. And I see that happen to a lot of people.